856, 80 degrees. Time for a check of commodity markets on this Thursday. We bring in Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Brian. And we've got the grain markets rebounding off yesterday's downside action. Particularly saw a lot of pressure on this market at the end of the morning trade. Right now, we're seeing July corn at 397 and three quarters. That's 4.25 higher. December at 417 and three quarters is up 4.5. July soybeans, 1026 and three quarters, up 3.75. The November beans at 1040 and three quarters, up 4.25. On the wheat side, higher there too. July wheat in Chicago, 528.5. July wheat in Kansas City, 546.25. That's up 5.5. These markets don't have a lot of new news out this morning. However, export bookings, which typically come out on Thursday morning, have been delayed because of the Monday holiday. We are seeing some rain showers in the Oklahoma through Missouri area this morning, which is good news. The drought monitor showed increased drought in Montana and the Dakotas on this week's report, which probably will be somewhat supportive to the spring wheat, not so much on the Kansas City or Chicago wheat. We have fallen on the wheat side of things, though. We have fallen from 10-month highs that we made on the outset of Tuesday's trade to just recent lows. Good support, though, in the July Chicago wheat between 515 and 520. We tested 515 yesterday during the trade. Rebounds in this market is not unusual. This is the last trading day of the month, and I think we'll see a little bit of window dressing on fund positions, taking some money off the board for right now. On the livestock side of the market, we do have expanded limits in the live cattle today. However, we're lightly mixed there. We gapped higher, but we've quickly pulled back to fill those gaps. June cattle right now are trading at 106.07. That's down 5. The August cattle at 104.92 is up 47. We did see a cash trade develop yesterday at 110, which was supportive because the market was looking for cash to come in around 108. Feeder cattle slightly higher today with the August feeders at 148.80. That's up 25 cents. The June hogs, we've seen a rebound in the hog markets, a little more reluctant than what we saw yesterday in cattle. June cattle this morning at 77.25 is down 7 cents. Outside markets, we have seen this dollar index really on a tremendous rebound, being really strong. Today we're down just a hair. 94.01 is where the June dollar index is trading. Keep in mind that the real is also slightly lower. Crude oil, again, rebounded from sharp gains that we've seen over the last week's time. Crude, however, today is down just shy of a buck at 67.22 in the July. And the metals markets are just lightly mixed. Not much going on there in those markets. The trade is focused on upcoming talks with China on trade and also whether or not we do see a visit from the North Korean president. It would be beneficial, I would think. The markets would look at this in a positive note. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much for that update, Ellen. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says mostly sunny today. Chance of a thunderstorm late in the day with a high of 93. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.